The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Stephen McDowell is one of the best analysts of what's happening in government that I know. He recently wrote concerning ways Mr. Obama has lied to the American people. I quote him as he says Obama promised he would not rush legislation, but rushed through the stimulus bill. Obama promised he would not interfere in the internal affairs of other nations, but then told Hondurans whom they should choose for their president, siding with the communist friend of Chavez. McDowell says Obama has also lied by saying that the government can provide health care for millions of uninsured without increasing the deficit nor diminishing quality, which contradicts even the impartial Congress budget office. Having leaders like Obama, America is in her worst crisis in all her long history. The very system our founding fathers enacted and for which many gave their lives is now being trashed by this present administration in Washington. But America has seen threatening times before. In the War for Independence, by September of 1777, the American cause looked hopeless. The American army had won very few battles. We'd been driven out of New York, and then our Congress was forced to flee Philadelphia. 20 members of that scattered Congress managed to get together in York, Pennsylvania, to discuss if they should even continue this fight. After dejected statements by some there, Samuel Adams, the man who had fought the longest for this revolution, rose and said some of the most inspiring words I've ever read. He stated, quote, "Gentlemen, your spirits appear oppressed with the weight of the public calamities. Your sadness reveals your disquietude. A patriot may grieve at the distress of his country, but he will never despair of the Commonwealth. We have proclaimed to the world our determination to die free men rather than live slaves. If we despond, the people will no longer yield their support to a hopeless contest, and American liberty is no more. Our losses, though great, can be retrieved. We have been reduced to distress, but the arm of omnipotence has raised us up. Let us still rely on Him who is mighty to save. Good tidings will soon arrive. We shall never be abandoned by heaven while we act worthy of its aid and protection." Indeed, Sam Adams was right. Just a month later, by two miracles, our forces were able to capture the British-held fort of Saratoga in New York. This may well have been the turning point of the war. It so lifted the American spirits, as well as greatly adding to our arsenal, that the national government called for a special, quote, "day of thanksgiving to God through the merits of Jesus Christ," end quote. Yes, we are in a desperate time in America, but God is still God. He says in His Word, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is the rock of ages." And again, "Thou wilt keep him in peace, peace, whose imagination is stayed on thee." Let us resolve in our hearts that we will pray for our national leaders, and that we will fight this battle to take away the liberty of our children to hear the purpose of God for them through Jesus Christ. Let us commit to send our emails and our letters and make our phone calls to our government servants and insist they do what the Bible teaches concerning religious liberty, health insurance, and how to do business. Let us repent for electing leaders who are so against the Word of God. Then we can trust His Word that says, "He who covers his sin shall not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes it shall have mercy." Will you repent? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministry. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.